predicted. So, well, that's important in doing your form today. Look, Warren Huntley joins us. How are you, Warren?
Yeah, very good, thanks, Dan.
Yeah, so they've missed a fair bit of rain there today.
Yeah, and that's something that at the start of the day when there's plenty of it around, you can get that deteriorating track, which can influence the meeting significantly, as it did with Donald this day last week, where we ended up losing races at the end of the day. It got right into the heavy rain, so it looks like Kyneton may have dodged a bullet there.
Well, we kick things off race one with a three-year-old filly's maiden over 1,100, and he can take out runners 1, 9 and also the 11. The favourite is number 3, Agentico, at $2.30, a first starter. Then we're down to $6.50 for Lomachenko, $6.50 Neva, Notables at $4.60, and Sugar with That's at $6.50.
I'm going to go with Lomachenko here, resuming for the Lloyd Kennewell stable. She was nice and sharp and strong through the line in a recent jump out to resume here. I wouldn't be surprised to see her go forward from that wider barrier draw and maybe get up somewhere near the speed. Going to go with 5 ahead of 3, Gentico, who's trialled up nicely to make the debut. She might even be coming across with Lomachenko, drawn just that little bit inside her. Sugar with That looks to improve during a nice break, particularly a recent jump out was solid, been of the official trials as well, and 8 notably was given a quiet time in a recent barrier trial, but looked to have a bit in reserve, and from an inside draw should get a nice run. 5, 3, 10, 8.
So 5 from 3, 10 and 8. We go to race 2, maiden over the 1850. Take out runners 1, 9, 16, 17 and the 18. We've got number 6, Jinder at $8.50. $4 for Grand Symphony. $4.80 opposite. Alaskan Honey's at $4.80. Magret is at $8.50. And then you've got Paris Showgirl at $5.
A number of these come through a similar race over a slightly shorter trip at Ballarat recently, and I'm trusting that form line, Nards. And I'm going to go with 14 Paris Showgirl, who was pretty well fancied in that race at Ballarat and was solid to the line. No real excuses, but was solid to the line at 1,600. Getting up in distance should suit, and importantly, just can watch it all unfold from a nice barrier draw also, although she got a similar run in transit last time. 14 Paris Showgirl, ahead of Grand Symphony, who rode the speed in that race at Ballarat, battled on pretty bravely. Opposite's got an awkward barrier draw to contend with, but ran well through that same form line. And from a different form line, backing up from last week, 12, Alaskan Honey. 14, 7, 11 and 12.
14, 7, 11 and 12. We go to race 3, 1,200 metre maiden. You can take out runners 4, 7 and also the 9. We've got number 8, Cobra, at $6.50. Helvetian is at 7, 3.70 for Sharanda. Samaj at $3.80, Shabina at $6.50, and then you've got Like a Boom at $6.
Try not to be too disrespectful, Nards, but when I started doing the form for this race, I thought I was looking at the second division of the Hoffham from Ballarat last week. There's not a lot to write home about the form here. Wouldn't be a hard race for a first starter to be competitive in, but I haven't been enamoured with what I've seen there from Shabina from the Nick Price stable. I'm going with Like a Boom, who I thought ran well first up and will be fitter. Blinkers come off, visor goes on and a near side bubble cheeker goes on without a lot of confidence at all. 15 ahead of 12, Sharanda, who's fitter for a few runs back from a spell and maps pretty well. 13, Shamaj, was okay through the line last start. Any luck from the draw could be in the finish, and maybe Cobra with one run under the belt and the blinkers going on for the Mick Price stable next best. Looks a limited race to me. Put them in 15, 12, 13 and 8.
15, 12, 13 and 8. We got a race 4. This is one of the Rising Stars races for the apprentices, and in this race you can take out runners 8 and 10. Now we've got number 1, Hysterics, the favourite, 280, who's first up. 7 for Mossaba, 550 Joe's Pride. Then we're down to Hothland's Liz at 9, 5.50 for Tycoon Cat, and Japanese Slipper is at $5.
Looks reasonable speed in the race, Nards, and gee, that should suit number 1, Hysterics, who's trialled up nicely, held together in a strong trial at Cranbourne recently. Will get off the speed from that inside draw, but I just think she might be better than them in the solid tempo suits. Keen on her. 1, Hysterics ahead of 6, Tycoon Kate, who gets the tongue tie on, fit of a couple of runs back from a spell. Masabi did a lot of work riding the speed last start. I think there's some pressure here, but won't have to work wide from an inside draw. And Joe's Pride, if the rain came, I would have been promoting the chances of Joe's Pride, but gets the blinkers on here and he's going okay. Keen on one ahead of 6, 2 and 3.
One from 6, 2, 3 in that event. We go over to the next race, 5, first leg of the quaddy over the 1450. Take out 11, 12 and also the 13. Number one, the thick of it at 4.20. Raptor at 4.60. Captain Smooth, 5.50. Taxavader at 2.90. Deep Sea Lady is at $8.50.
Taxavader and the thick of it come through the same race last start. I was giving the thick of it a terrific chance in that race. Ran well. I think the extra step up in distance might suit here for number one, the thick of it. Going to go with him on an each way basis. Ed, a Taxavader through the same form line. Older galloper now, and obviously not racing as well as he was very early in his career. But Charlie Cass has done a terrific job with him to maintain his form in this grade. Deep Sea Lady's resuming. She'll be better over further, but kicking off at 1450, she'll be strong late. And the rain would have been a plus for Raptor, but he's put a couple of good runs on firm ground together in recent times. Might be next best. 1, 7, 8, 3.
One from 7, 8 and 3. We look at race 6 over 1100. Take out runners 2, 4, 8 and also the 9. We've got number 1, BOK at 5. It's not there at 5.50. Then we're going down to Our Long Sally at 4.20 and Heaven Ward at $3.80.
Our Long Sally's trimming up a bit as the morning's going on, and I'm not surprised. It looks to be reasonable speed in this race. She'll get off that speed to some extent, but was okay in stakes grade in Adelaide last start behind Tequila Time. That's a great form reference for a benchmark 64. And unusually for the Paddy Payne stable, and first run for Paddy, has been trialling up nicely and was really solid to the line in a recent trial. So she'll love that good speed. She's forward with recent trials under her belt, and I think she's got upside, and I still think she might be a bit of value and start shorter. Number 11, Our Long Sally. Heaven Ward's going okay. This preparation, crossover noseband, comes on, just needs another win on the board. The barrier draw hasn't been ideal, but can run well. Udra Storm went through the grades. It was a horse that was really erratic and maintained a race. And there was a protest going back a number of months ago. Might have even been at Ararat, but really ran well on that occasion. Mixell Stables flying, now being based out of Bendigo. I think Adra Storm will appreciate a solid tempo up front. And BOK might be part of that tempo, but going well. 11, 13, 10 and 1.
11 from 13, 10 and 1. Now over to race number 7. This race you can take out 8, 11 and also the 12. 1 San Remo, 2.90, down to Havana Haymaker at 5. $5 for She's Deluxe. And then we're looking at Pollinator at $3.70.
Yeah, real staying trip here, the 2800, so it'll sort a few of them out, Nards, and it's a trim-up leg of the quaddy for me. Pollinator's just a genuine staying mare, and she was back to something like her best last start. I'm going to go with her ahead of 1 San Remo, who'll probably be in front of her in the run, but just building fitness and ready to run well in this distance range, and probably, you know, going better in better races than most of these. They're the two that I'm working around. 6 She's Deluxe, lightly raced, but looks a real staying type, and the form through her last start maiden wins holding up okay, with Madam Style breaking her maiden, and Havana Haymaker's already won a 58 grade of race over this trip at Echuca. This preparation certainly will run the trip. 9, 1, 6, 4.
9 from 1, 6 and 4, and then we go to the last race, 8 over 1850. You take out runners 3, 4, 9 and also the 15. We've got number 2 Classic Diva at $5, $8 for Christie. Down to Shootout at Dawn at $4.60, Jetta Header at $8, $9.50 for Test of Life. High Suppose is a $5 chance.
Going with Shootout at Dawn, Nards, number 6. I think this race has been changed quite a bit by scratchings, but 6 for me, who should be getting close to peak fitness from 3 runs back from a spell now. High Suppose was really good riding the speed of the Chuka last start. Ennis is going well also, particularly I think that the run a couple of starts ago, last start behind Our Libretto, that's a terrific form reference now after riding the speed with Our Libretto taking out the Pinker Pinker at Cranbourne last Friday night. And Classic Diva looks like this triple suit and importantly gets a soft barrier draw to give her every chance to run it out. 6, 12, 13 and 2.
So 6 from 12, 13, 2. What's your best roughy quaddy in your play of the day?
Race 4, number 1, Hysterics, the best for me, Nards, and trimming up, but might still be value about race 6, number 11, Our Long Sally. For the quaddy, first leg 1, 3, 7 and 8. Second leg 1, 10, 11 and 13. Just numbers 1 and 9 in the third leg, and home with numbers 2, 6, 12 and 13. Going to take a running double early to try and build a bank for a few of those plays. Race 1 and 2, running double. First leg 3 and 5. Second leg 7, 11 and 14.
Okay, Warren, thank you.